It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and you guys know that fall is my favorite season.
I know.
Okay.
You're so basic. You. I love you.
It's got all the best things. It's got football, Halloween, my birthday.
That's right.
And of course, really, really soft Burberry scarves to match my Burberry fanny pack.
Yes. Oh, perfect.
Yes. It looked cute at the pumpkin patch this year, Jeffrey.
I did. But finally, I found one thing that I don't like about this season.
Really?
And it's all the ridiculous fall-themed food and drink products that companies release during this time of year, just trying to pander to fall lovers and Halloween junkies.
Ooh, it is a pandering season. I mean, pumpkin spice has gone out of control.
And that's where it started. It started with the pumpkin spice latte, and that was fine. Like, I could stand some Pillsbury Halloween ghost cookies.
Yeah. Something like that. Those are fun. So good. The bats or and the pumpkins in them.
Bag of Bones Cheetos.
Yeah.
Where all the Cheetos are shaped like little bones.
Dude, that would be so cute.
That is awesome.
Do they have those?
I think that's a real thing.
Oh my God.
Really? I've never even
Dude, make them purple and black, please. Please.
But here's the thing. When you start changing a classic product into something totally different, just to cater to Halloween, that's where I draw the line.
All right, where are you at?
And I think lately it's becoming really overwhelming. Okay. Like in the news this morning, Heinz is giving away tomato blood ketchup.
Is it that just looks like ketchup with the word blood on the label?
It is. It's regular ketchup in a vampire-themed bottle.
I don't know. It's kind of cute. I think it's kind of cute too. I mean, whenever I watched scary movies growing up, my mom would be like, "Don't worry, honey. That's just ketchup.
That's just blood. Your parents confused you so much."
Which is why I was able to watch it when I was in fourth grade. You know, on repeat.
They're giving out 570 bottles. You get it? 57, Heinz 57.
Oh, yeah.
The only way you can win one is by submitting, of course, a TikTok video to Heinz of you, I guess, dancing with a bottle of ketchup or something.
Acting like it's blood.
Yeah, or leaking government secrets to China with a bottle of ketchup. I don't know. Another one that's showing up that pisses me off.
Okay, whoa. Wow. He is bringing out the big guns.
Caramel apple Twizzlers.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, ooh, those look delicious.
Oh my God.
They're putting actual caramel inside of the licorice.
Ooh,
I think that's an improvement on Twizzlers.
Amazing.
Those things taste like plastic anyway.
It's like Twizzler Gushers. That sounds great.
It's not licorice anymore.
It was
it's something
never
else.
Licorice. Yes. Okay, if you want to get into licorice, give me some black licorice. That's the only real licorice.
Here's another fall-themed product that's a real slap in the face.
Oh.
Trident Layers Pumpkin Spice Gum.
Gross.
Okay. Yum. It smells so good.
Oh, Trident Layers is actually pretty good.
When are you supposed to eat that?
After my pumpkin spice latte.
After Thanksgiving dinner?
That's for those people that are on like diets right now and want the flavor but don't want the calories.
Disgusting. I think most of us think that the candy Kit Kat is a really solid choice on its own.
So for sure.
Especially the little mini ones that they give out to the trick-or-treaters on Halloween.
Yummy.
It's just, it's
perfect.
A great candy, a little crunchy light wafer covered in chocolate.
Yeah.
Why would you mess with that? The people over at Hershey's went too far this year. They're making Kit Kat Witch's Brew Edition, where it's basically the same wafer on the inside, but the outside is some spooky new chocolate concoction that causes the candy to glow in the dark.
Wait, you're telling me that's a Kit Kat that glows in the dark?
A glow-in-the-dark Kit Kat.
That is so
pretty.
How are you not into this?
That is not safe to eat.
Oh, my God.
There is no chance that radioactive candy is something you should be putting inside your body.
You live on a diet of Cheetos and chocolate muffins from the vending machine and drink 5-hour energy, and you're worried all of a sudden about natural products?
Yeah.
I'm saying I could see this turning into a really bad thing. I could see a new TikTok challenge coming out of this where it's like, if I eat enough of these, will my skin start to glow?
Yeah.
Next thing we have glowing children walking around.
Yeah.
Oh, you're into this.
This is very cool.
And they're all diabetic because they just ate like 12 Kit Kat bars.
There's no there's no thing about Halloween that says health. Okay, that's not what we're holding on to.
That's true as well.
Okay, you know, you let your kids get radioactive, I guess. But I'm just saying, the candy people always trying to take it to the next level. And here's another candy travesty I can't stand.
Oh.
Hershey's Kiss Vampire Edition.
Oh, that sounds cute.
Super cute.
They're chocolate Hershey's Kisses stuffed with strawberry-flavored goo.
So it looks like blood on the inside.
Yeah, the idea you bite in and the red goo gushes out. It's like you're a vampire that just bit into somebody's neck.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's very creative.
Do you like that?
I do. Cool.
I think we're like, I know you're
super
mad, Jeff.
Fun.
I think we're stepping the candy game
yeah.
up.
I think so, too.
We're ruining classic candies.
No. I mean, come on. Kit Kat is like, in Japan, they have like 500 different yeah. types, and I'm always jealous of that. Mm-hmm. I think change is good. Give me yeah. some blood kisses.
Don't change my candy, bro. Finally, the candy giant Brock's. They're coming out with their own turkey dinner candy corn.
That's funny.
They promote it saying it's a full course Thanksgiving meal in a unique mix of candy corn flavors, including green beans,
Yuck.
Roast turkey, and
Yuck.
Stuffing.
Oh, that is bad.
The layers. There's a green straw.
How are they choosing green beans over like sweet potatoes or mashed potatoes?
Oh, okay. And now I'm actually seeing them. They're actually shaped like the green beans. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was awful.
Candy
dude.
Corn shaped like green
That's
beans.
Disgusting.
I didn't think you could make candy corn any worse.
I'll tell you though, it's the only green beans my kids would eat.
Yeah, right?
Now I'm officially scared for Halloween, thinking of putting those things in my mouth. It's terrifying. Yeah. But I don't know. Text into 78592. Would you try Pop Rocks? Came out with a Halloween edition, and they filled their packages with spider eggs.
Oh, that is such a good idea.
No.
You put the egg in your mouth, and it starts popping all over like spiders are crawling.
Brooke! That was supposed to be a joke.
Oh my God, I love it.
Text it in 78592. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.